Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're asking, why were Peru alien jetpacks silent? That's correct. Why were Peru alien jetpacks silent? This is a question nobody seemed to ask. Now, this story goes back to last year. The first article we're looking at is from NewsNationNow.com. It says, flying aliens in Peru, actually miners with jetpacks, police say. Villagers described alien-like beings harassing and attacking them. Police say the attackers are actually illegal gold miners with jetpacks. The attacks were likely an effort to keep villagers away from mining pits. This is dated August 17, 2023. So it goes on, it says, the truth is out there, and it appears that the flying aliens reportedly attacking villagers in Peru were actually human miners with jetpacks. So you see how this News Nation Now, which normally has a lot of decent stuff on here, just starts off with an immediate falsity by repeating this conspiracy theory put out there by the authorities. The beings were reportedly attacking an isolated indigenous village in Peru's Manas province, harassing the villagers and attempting to kidnap a 15-year-old girl. Villagers described the creatures as silver-colored with long heads and faces and yellow ears that floated about a meter, 3 feet, 4 inches. Some accounts described them as 7 feet tall, and one leader said they had protective armor. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to kidnap this girl. Were they just going to pick her up with their jetpacks and drag her off? I'm not sure that's even possible. It says authorities, however, have a different explanation for the attacks. After traveling to the remote village, a 10-hour boat trip away from the province capital, officers with the Peruvian Navy and National Police had a much more earthbound theory. Now, the kind of that paragraph's a little misleading. Yes, the village is 10 hours from the capital, but I think it was only about 2 hours boat ride away from the local police station there. They say the attacks are actually originating with illegal gold mining gangs from Brazil and Colombia. Investigators said the gangs were using state-of-the-art technology like jetpacks or thrusters that allowed them to fly. Now, more nonsense. How did they drag this stuff into the jungle there? Police said the gangs began using jetpacks to explore deeper into the forest and were targeting villagers to keep them away from their mining pits. Now, this doesn't have any explanation for, you know, how they were able to cover that range, how they got the fuel in, how they hauled in these super heavy jetpacks, any of that. But we're going to get to the noise here in just a second. This is from India.com. Talks a little bit about this girl's encounter. It says, 7-foot-tall aliens kidnapped me. Peru girl shares traumatic experience. Peru girl claimed that she was kidnapped by 7-foot-tall aliens. In her recent interview, the 15-year-old shared her horrific experience. This one here is dated 12/18/2023. It says, a 15-year-old girl from Peru who claimed that she was kidnapped by a gang of 7-foot-tall aliens earlier this year has revealed new details from her traumatic experience. Residents of a Peruvian village known as the Hikito had been living in fear after a series of attacks by 7-foot-tall creatures earlier this year, reported the Daily Mail. The incident made international headlines when the National Prosecutor's Office in Peru reacted on the attacks and stated that gold mining gangs staged the attacks on the local residents living in the gold-rich jungle. Yeah, there's just so much gold there, people are walking along. One of these attacks involved a 15-year-old girl named Talia, who recently told documentarians how she was chased and attacked by two masked figures clad in black body armor. Still, I'm not hearing anything about the sound of these jetpacks. My eye felt bad. It felt cloudy. My face felt like it was swelling, she said, adding that she couldn't feel her face. The attackers then spread the same substance across her face. She said the alien connection may have been from the attempted kidnappers' green eyes and the jetpacks they were wearing. Well, first off, these jetpacks weigh, I don't know, I'm thinking like over 100 pounds, which could be, or at least 50 or 60, which could be activated by pressing a button on their boots. And that's interesting. I've never heard of a jetpack before that was activated by pressing a button on a person's boot. Seems like you would kind of get in the way. My eye felt bad. It felt cloudy. My face felt like it was swelling. I couldn't feel my face, Tilia said in her new interview. According to the 15-year-old, she went back to pick tangerines, but when she turned, a very tall man was standing in front of her. No mention about gold pits from this girl. When I turned to run, he grabbed me from back here, and he turned around and covered my mouth, she said. The attempted kidnapping, which occurred on July 29th of this year, was witnessed by neighbors and Talia's family. The 15-year-old stated that the body armor and the mask was made of a hard material with two straps in the back, and they wore black metal boots that fit into a circular wheel-like platform that helped them fly. Now, standing on a wheel-like platform doesn't sound like any jetpacks that I've seen. Their eyes were a green color, Talia said. As they were dragging me away, I was able to move with more strength. They dropped me, and I fell to the ground. Two Colombian men were held in November in connection to the illegal gold mining, but released a little over a week later on the orders of a local judge. Yeah, might not want to be Colombian and looking for gold in Peru right now. Notably, members of the Iquitu population named the attackers Green Goblins and also linked them to a local legend called Las Pelcaras, the Face Peelers. The locals believe that the creatures cannot be harmed by bullets. And we've talked about people shooting these things and they have no reaction, just kind of like Bigfoot does. These gentlemen are aliens, Iquitu leader Jare Ridegui Avila told local broadcaster Radio Programas de Peru. However, the police believed illegal gold miners who were armed with jetpacks terrorize the local community so they can mine for gold. Now just think about how ridiculous that is. Gold people floating down a river 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 hours carrying these heavy modern jetpacks, which I'm sure it doesn't help if they get wet or rained on, carrying all the fuel that it would take, and that would be a lot. So this caravan of criminal trespassers floating into this jungle, deep jungle area in Peru, putting on these jetpacks so that they could terrorize people. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to terrorize villagers with machetes and AK-47s? It is worth noting that the region itself is famous for its rich gold sources, and the yellow metal is deposited like silt along the Nanay riverbed. Yeah, it's not like I said, it's not like the locals are just walking out here picking up gold nuggets, okay? There's a lot of work involved, and if the gold was that plentiful, the locals would be doing it and making money off it, believe me. Police arrested two Colombian men in November over illegal gold mining, but later released them on the orders of a local judge. Yeah, because obviously the charges were false. Now, that's the setup for this story, and when I covered this originally, I just completely missed it. I don't even know why. But no one's talking about how much noise a jetpack makes. We talked about how heavy they are, how hard it would be to use modern equipment for any length of time in that jungle environment, how much work would be involved in transporting, you know, probably hundreds of gallons of jet fuel now, whatever they use to put in these things, the cost involved, which I think is way in excess of $100,000, how few of them are actually even made. You know, it's how ridiculous the whole thing is that these authorities have put out there. I came across this article yesterday or a couple days ago. It's from techsplore.com and dated February 29th, 2024. It says, Iron Man, quote unquote, pilots race in jet suits against a backdrop of Dubai skyscrapers by John Grambrell. So they, you know, Dubai is, it's always trying to put itself out there as a future, you know, city or whatever. And they've got this race going on between people wearing jetpacks. I mean, how crazy is that? This is the sort of thing that you would see in Dubai, not in a jungle in Peru. It says jet suit pilots race in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. And it's got a picture of these two guys hovering over the kind of a marina or harbor there wearing jetpacks. Pilots lined up on a runway in Dubai on Wednesday and fired up their seven jet engines with an ear-splitting roar. But they weren't preparing to fly an airplane, they wore the aircraft. This city-state in the United Emirates, known for being home to the world's tallest building and other wonders, hosted what it called its first ever jet suit race. Racers zipped along a route with the skyscrapers of Dubai looming behind them, controlling the jet engines on their hands and backs. It sounds like Iron Man, the Marvel comic book character made internationally known by actor Robert Downey Jr. The pilots say is exactly like that. So, wow, I wonder if these guys knew that the first actual jetpack race was down there in Peru. The closest analogy would be that of dream flying, and then go wherever your mind is taking you, said Richard Browning, the founder and chief test pilot for Gravity Industries, the firm that put on the race with Dubai. And yes, the world of Marvel superheroes and DC Comics, they have created that dream look with CGI, and we've got the closest I think anybody's ever going to get to delivering that. Now, this is what it takes to get this many guys in jetpacks together. They're talking in Peru about 2, 3, 4 people flying around in jetpacks. Well, it takes an awful lot of money to do that, and we can see it takes something like Dubai to put this demonstration on. It says the races on Wednesday saw pilots wear 1,500 horsepower jet suits, more than double most luxury sports cars, and using the same kind of fuel used by Dubai-based long-haul carrier Emirates Airbus A380s and Boeing 777 aircraft. Pilots lined up on a runway used at the Dubai Marina by Skydive Dubai, the thrill-seeking firm associated with Sheikhdom's Crown Prince Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, with some parachutes coming down as they prepared their jetpacks. Then came what pilot Isa Coffin referred to as the moment of truth. The engines roared and pilots jumped and leaned forward, and like a helicopter takes off, so too did the pilots. They sped around obstacles in a water channel near the site. Officers said they picked the water site to allow for higher speeds and for safety as the pilots skimmed a short distance above the water. The jet suit currently can reach speeds of 80 miles per hour, Gravity says. The pilots did pick up speed during their heats, with two actually bumping into each other, but remaining in the air as a crowd watched in wonder. It's pretty amazing to see that they can do this in Dubai, and they have these guys flying over the water, said Jennifer Ross, 50, a U.S. citizen from Houston who now lives in Dubai. It's kind of like astronauts flying around in space. Yes, flying around Dubai, not in the jungles of Peru. Now, could you imagine trying to fly these things around at nighttime in the jungles of Peru? Just not even feasible. Just a silly idea. And imagine the noise that it makes. Now, I want to take a look here at some of the facts about these things. So we have the so-called authorities in Peru telling us that these guys were responsible for this, and that it was nothing more than illegal gold mine operators flying these jetpacks around. Well, we've seen it takes something like a sheik to afford to get multiple jetpacks together and put on a demonstration. This article here from Facebook, I'll just put the link at the Ko-Fi site and the local site, headline of this little video says, it's hard to ignore a 140 decibel jetpack flying through the air, amplifying your theme, you have to see this. Now, that's 140 decibels per jetpack. That's a lot. They talk about the roar there in this article. They're not exaggerating. Let's just see what 140 decibels compares to. Well, the actual sound of just a freight train, not counting the horn, that's 85 decibels on average. 85. Now, if you want to talk about the horn itself, I'll put the links to this. It's between 110 and 140 decibels. Some places say even louder, and with the loudest noise being 194 decibels. It says a sound of 194 decibels has a pressure deviation of 101 kPa, which is ambient pressure. And it says the waves are creating a complete vacuum between themselves. So the loudest a sound can get is 194 decibels. A freight train going down the tracks is around 85 decimals, and that freight train horn that you hear blasting, the one that you can hear sometimes for 2-3 more miles away, that's between 110 and 140 decimal. So let's just give it the low end, 110 decimals, a train horn in the middle of the jungle. That train horn would have been heard for miles, those jetpacks. So, and people are talking about seeing multiple of these aliens, as they call them. If there were two or three of these guys running around, imagine the racket that they would have been making. So when these authorities come down, these desperate people, they're in Peru in this village, they're harassed by these alien entities for whatever reason. We know we talked about this multiple times in the podcast. We linked to pictures and all that. But the one thing I forgot to ask, and I think everybody else forgot to ask, was where was the sound? Why were the Peru jetpacks silent? No answer from the authorities about that, is there? Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.